Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And it's finally cost you
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Lord God, we give you all the praise. In the name of your Son, Yeshua, we pray. Actually, let this broadcast go throughout the world. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you touch the ears of those that need to hear this word. And we give you all the honor, Lord. Father God, we ask that you bless the families that are in need today. Bless those that are seeking your face. And we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you open up our eyes and open up our hearts that we may gain understanding from your word. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, and thank God. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. I had a scripture that I wanted to share with you today. To God be the glory. I had let you know that this year we were going to be coming out of Psalms 15 this year, talking about God restoring His people. We've gone through the Bible verse by verse, scripture by scripture, precept upon precept. And we've come to the fact that we are literally living in Bible prophecy right now. I'm going to actually go in your Bibles and let's go to Psalms 87. And what's amazing about this is how God uses His word to back up His word. He lines up His word every precept upon precept. He lines up His word line upon line. I mean, you can go from the Old Testament scriptures all the way through the New Testament scriptures, and the scriptures line up with each other. This is the miraculous thing about God, is that, you know, the Bible couldn't be, duplicated or manipulated by mankind. Because God always, through years of prophets and years of men and women of God writing the word of God, God lined up His word precept upon precept, line upon line, so that there could be no doubt. There could be no doubt what God is talking about. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And y'all, you know, it's very important that you realize that today is the Lord's day. Today is the Sabbath day. Today is the seventh day where God set aside so that we may worship Him. The whole heaven is rejoicing today. The whole heaven are worshiping God today because this is the day that God established. So I want you to be clear in your heart, clear in your mind about that, that there's so many things that we have done in the word of God. There are so many things that we have taken upon ourselves. And now I'm asking you to not line your church up with man, but I'm asking you to line up your church with the word of God. Okay, so that, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, we make sure that we line up our lives just like the word of God, line upon line. precept upon precept. We line up our lives to match the patterns of God. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And let's get into the 87th chapter of the Psalm. And you're going to be amazed how the Word of God lines up, you know, precept upon precept, line upon line. And it's just amazing how the Word of God, you know, backs up itself. All right. In the 87th Psalm, it says, His foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion. See, God was talking about Zion. He was talking about the holy city. He was talking about how he loved Zion. And when we're talking about Zion, we're talking about us, how God loves us, how God loves his people. And no matter what, okay, yes, y'all, I'm not trying to start nothing with you, but yes, God loves everybody, okay? Yes, true that. God loves everyone. But God truly loves his people. He truly loves Zion. There's a difference. There's a difference, you know, when we could say, as if we were a school principal, if we was a school principal, you know, overseeing a elementary school or high school, yeah, we could say that the principal loves all the students. But there's a different love that principal would have for his own children. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yes, God created all mankind, and he loves all mankind, but God has a special delight for his chosen children. And that's a good thing, y'all, but it's also a bad thing, because whom God loves, he chastens. Same way with you. Because you love your children, you correct them. Okay, now you might not be going out there putting your hands on other people's children. You might not be going out there correcting other people's children. You might see them doing some things that are wrong. You might tell their parents, or you might tell the principal, but you're not going to chastise them as you would your own children. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And today we're going to be sharing that with you in the Word today. Y'all, let me give some announcements. Before we get into the Word, we're in Psalms 87. So go in your Bible, get to Psalm 87. All right. But some of the announcements that we have, we are getting ready to host what they call phone conferences. We're going to have some conferences with different people, and these people are strategically placed in different areas across the country. And what we're going to be trying to talk about, what we're going to be trying to discuss, is how we can host the Love Festival in 13 different cities, in 13 cities across the country. What we want to try to do is bring attention to stop the violence. We want to host the Love Festival in these 13 cities across the country, whereby we make a national appeal, where we reach out to the people to really make a difference in some of these places where we are seeing high volumes of violence and gun violence and things of that sort. So we're discussing that now. We're working on that now. So I look forward for your input. Those of you that want to help out, those of you that have worked with me in the past, I would love for you to come and help us now to host this Love Festival. And we're going to do it big. We're going to do it nationwide so that we can have a powerful effect on our people. All right. I want to give a shout out to our producer, Jonathan Simmons. Right now, he's out there covering the Super Bowl, getting ready to cover the Super Bowl. So he's out there doing what he has to do. And we thank God for favor. We thank God for opening doors. If you only knew how God opened doors around here, how God makes a way for us to make a way to minister to you every week. It is a miracle. It is a miracle how God keeps us going. And over the years, God has prospered us and he has kept us going. You know, we have to thank God for the little things, the little miracles that God do every day. I mean, ain't no such thing. Okay, y'all, ain't no such thing as a little miracle. A miracle is a miracle. Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that even the things that we take for granted, you know, God provides those things. He makes a way out of no way. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yes, I'm coming to you live with nothing but the whole truth. All right, we're in Psalms 87. And Psalm 87 is a remarkable psalm because it's telling us how God fulfills his word. It's showing how God backs up his word line upon line, how God backs up his word precept upon precept. You know, every day God does something amazing in our lives. Every day God makes a way for us. And we don't even realize, you know, the things that God is doing for us until, you know, maybe, you know, later on in our lives we become parents or when we become ministers or pastors or evangelists or witnesses for God, then we may see how God, you know, entreats us as we begin to entreat in the lives of others that's around us. You know, the word of God is absolute. It's powerful. It's going to accomplish everything that it's sent forth to do. And today we're exploring how God backed up his word, you know, using his scriptures to back up his scriptures. All right. In Psalms 87, it reads, his foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord loved the gates of Zion. As I was telling you, God has a special love for his people. More than all the dwellings of Jacob. Hear what I tell you? God has a special loving for his people. And glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Shelah. Fourth verse. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon and those who know me. Behold, Philistine and Tyre and Ethiopia. This one was born there. Okay, so the word of God is saying that his word is going to, you know, expose, you know, who was born where, who was born in what city, who was born at what time. You know, and we see this in the scriptures. We go through the word of God and we read the Bible and we see how it names off the time that these events was happening. It names off the descendants. It gives the whole list of the names of the descendants who were born there, who, you know, and this one begot this one, and this man begot this daughter, this man begot this son. And it gives us great detail about the lineage of the people, who did what. And this scripture is sitting here telling us that God was going to, that as we read in Deuteronomy, I was going to go to the chapters, but we'll just highlight those chapters real quick instead of actually going there. Because most of you that follow me, I know you're familiar with Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the blessings and the cursing of Deuteronomy chapter 28, where God mapped out and listed all the things that were going to happen to his children so that they can be identified as to who his children were. And we have studied Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we know that Deuteronomy chapter 28 only matches one people on the face of the earth, and that is Black America. Because we have suffered through all of those things that you see in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. We're the only people that were brought in slavery on ship. We're the only people that have suffered the things that you see in Deuteronomy chapter 28, saying that we'll take a wife, but we wouldn't be able to enjoy her. We wouldn't be able to be with her. We have to watch another man take her. It's saying that we're working, we're laboring, we actually literally built a nation, but we received none of the benefit from that labor. You know, and it describes us to the T as all the things that we went through as being Black America today. And it listed them line by line, precept upon precept, when we didn't even know that we were the children of the Most High God, because our names were taken from us. And you have to ask yourself the question, you know, if we were taken in slavery, why did they change our names? Why was it necessary for our names to be changed? In slavery, it would have made sense if your name was Mary, you wrote down your name, you wrote down your first name, wrote down your last name, and they called you Mary, you know, Miss Mary Jones. It would have been simple for them to use your common name. But the reason why they didn't use, reason why we were not permitted to keep our names, the reason why we were renamed, from our name to a common name, is because our names were Hebrew, and our names gave back to our lineage, and they wanted to strip us of our lineage. They wanted to strip us of the knowledge of who we were, and so our names were taken away from us, and then the same thing was done with our language. We were not allowed to speak in our native tongue, which was a Hebrew dialect, and we were forced to speak English. You know, it didn't mean that we didn't know language or that we were dumb or stupid. It's just that we didn't know that language. And God prophesied in His word, that this was going to happen to us, that we were going to be taken by a people that we didn't know, by a people whose language we didn't know, by a people who we wasn't familiar with, and we were going to be taken to a land, removed from our land, which is the Holy Land, which is the land of Israel, and we were going to be brought to a strange land, to a new land, and that's what happened to us, you know. So today, you know, we are following the Bible, and we understand how those things happen in chapter 28 in Deuteronomy chapter 28, how those things took part, and we realize everything that happened to us was predestinated by God, and He backed it up in His word. He mentioned it in His word, and He fulfilled it in His word. All right, right now, let's go to Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. And yeah, y'all, I still use my Bible. I still flip the pages. And, you know, a lot of my comrades, you know, they use the iPads and they use the phones and things, and that's sort of the free phone. But yeah, me, I'm still hanging on to my old fashioned Bible. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Right now, we're in the book of Genesis. Our main scripture for today is Psalms 87. But right now, we're going back into Genesis, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to read to you verse 13 and 14, which we said, last year we took up that whole year dealing with just these scriptures right here. And this year we're coming out of the 15th chapter of the book of Psalms, and we're dealing with that as we're going through this year. All right, y'all. All right. Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse. And he said to Abram, God is speaking to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. I want you to pay attention to that, because this is what we have been teaching. This is what we have been going over last year. This is what we're going into. More details of this, you know, using the Bible to line up precept upon precept, line upon line, so that you'll know for sure that this is the will of God, this is the word of God, and God is backing up his word with his word. All right. So we're familiar with this scripture, Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, that says that God told Abram to know for surely that his descendant, that his offspring were going to be taken and afflicted, and they were going to suffer in a strange land for 400 years. And we have fulfilled that prophecy in our lifetime. We've seen that prophecy fulfilled. The first slave ships came to America, and I ain't talking about, we're not going to get into all that confusion about when slavery started in Brazil and everywhere else. No, we're dealing with when slavery started here, you know, in the United States. And that was August 16, 1619, the first slave ships came to Virginia. And so that means that in 2019, that marked the end of our 400 years. And we have seen the transition. We have seen the things that have started to happen since that time. Now we go into the 14th verse, where the 14th verse is going into detail, letting you know that, we were going to go into slavery. Yeah, we were going to be taken. God was going to allow his people to be taken and afflicted for 400 years. But after that 400 years, God is going to deal with the nation that dealt with us. All right. Make no mistake about it. Everybody is reading this Bible, and everybody is looking at these things that, the things that happened to us was prophesied. And we went through it. 400 years, we went through it. Okay. But now, in the 14th verse, it's saying that those that punished us, those that God used to afflict us, that God is going to afflict them. So a lot of our people today, you know, a lot of our white brothers and sisters, a lot of our white friends and neighbors, they read this Bible just like you do, and they see what this word of God is saying. They can't hold their parents responsible for their actions, but they did benefit. And they did benefit from those actions that their ancestors did, but you know we can't hold them responsible for the afflictions that happened to us according to the word of God, when God has already prophesied that those things were going to happen because of our unbelief, because of our disobedience and our ancestors. So we suffer those things. So white America, know for sure that just like we suffer those things for our ancestors, yes, you're going to have to suffer those things for your ancestors. Let's look at the 14th verse. And the 14th verse says, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. This is God speaking. Remember the 13th verse. And he said to Abram, and God said to Abram, know for certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not there, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Okay, 14th verse. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge afterwards. I will judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great possession. Glory to God. What God is saying here is that, yep, just like we had to suffer through the 400 years of slavery and mistreatment, okay, you enjoyed 400 years of our labor. And you were blessed. This nation became one of the most powerful nations in the world because of the act of slavery that we did, because of the things that we built, because of the inventions that we made, because of the labor, the blood, sweat, the tears. There's not a place in America where the blood of our ancestors, where the blood of our men and women were not shed. So, y'all, I'm asking you to open up your eyes today, open up your heart today to see that just as this word is fulfilling itself right before our eyes, the word is going to fulfill itself, all right? In the 14th verse, it says, and also the nation whom they serve, that means America, that means Babylon, I will judge, meaning that the judgment of God is coming upon you. It's coming upon you now. So I'm asking you to turn from your ways, to repent, to come back to God, to mend up the fences, to mend up your relationship with your brothers and your sisters, okay? Reach out to Black America, White America. I'm telling you that it's time for us to become one nation of people. It's time for us to put down these differences and to come together as one nation of people. And Black America, I'm telling you, I'm warning you that you must come together as one nation of people, as the children of Israel. You're not African and American. You're not. That's the name of two continents. Your name is not Africa and America, okay? You are the Hebrew nation of Israel. You are the children of the Most High God. This was the best kept secret in the world. You know, I used to open up the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration Love Fest. I opened it up with the same speech, saying that what is, you know, asking the audience, what do y'all think is the most top secret in the world today? I mean, the most top secret of the whole world today. And, you know, the people would say different things. They would say, NASA, you know, they would say different things, what they think the best top secret of the world is today. But I would let them know, no, the best kept top secret in the world today is who we are as a nation of people, who we are. That is the best kept secret in the world. That's the thing that the churches don't want you, that the so-called Catholic Church, the so-called Protestant Church, the so-called churches that were born under their auspices, you know, they don't want you to know who you are, Black America. They don't want you to know who you are. You know, they put a lot of emphasis on the Lemba tribe, which is in Africa, but they don't put a lot of emphasis on the Lemba tribe that are here in America. They put a lot of emphasis on the Igbo tribe that's considered to be a Hebrew tribe that's in Nigeria, but they don't put the emphasis on the Igbo tribes and nations of people that are here in America. So today we're going to bring you up to snuff. We're going to bring it back up to your remember. We're going to let you know that you are those chosen people. You are the chosen people of God, and you are the one that God is talking about in the Psalms today, in Psalm 87. All right. God is saying that he's going to build us up where we were torn down. He's going to restore us where we were broken, and he's doing it right now. These Bible scriptures, they're taking part right before our eyes, and we see exactly what's going on. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And I'm going back in my Bible, going back to the Psalms here so that we could get back into the Psalms 87. All right. Glory to God. Glory to God. This has been quite a week, y'all. A lot of things have happened this week. Psalms 87. Okay. We had gotten down to the fourth verse. Okay, now we're reading the fifth verse of Psalms 87. And it says, "And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her." Okay. All through the Bible, we see where God, where every move that was made by the nation of Israel, God gave the lineage of the offspring of Israel. He gave the names of the father who begot what son, who begot what daughter. He gave the whole lineage that could be tracked up to our current date, up to our current time. We didn't even know that who we were. We didn't even know that we were the children of the Most High God. We didn't even know that we were descended from Abraham, from Isaac, and from Jacob. We didn't even know that we came from the household of faith. We were blind because they had taken our language, because they had taken our name. We didn't know who we were. And God kept us in that darkness for a manner of time until he brought it to our knowledge. He brought it back to our knowing. Now we know who we are. Now we know that we are descendants from the tribe of Israel. Now we know that we are descendants of the Most High God, that we are, in fact, God's chosen people. That all these things that God said were going to happen to us have happened to us. And now we see in Psalms 87 where God is reestablishing his word and backing up his word, showing us that his word lines up line upon line, precept upon precept. God is telling us what he's already told us. He's showing us what he's already shown us. He's backing up his word line upon line, precept upon precept. And Church of the Living God, today we're getting low on our time. So Church of the Living God, I want you to go back through your Bible. I want you to go back and prove the word of God line upon line, precept upon precept. Go back and see how God established his word and how his word is established throughout the generation. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live, and we're coming to you live with nothing but the whole truth. I want to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. I want to thank you for those of you that have stood by through the years. I'm going to ask you for, as we're getting ready for the Love Fest, we haven't had a Love Fest event since the pandemic. And you know, because we have open air events, because we have events in the malls, and we attract large numbers of people, we didn't want to have any kind of events or do anything that would turn into a mass spreading of any kind of virus or anything like that. Although you know how I feel about the virus, you know, I preach that it was a biological weapon that was used that the world used a biological weapon against its own people. And y'all, look, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm going to tell you the bucket naked truth. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're going to hear the truth from me, okay? It's time for you to line yourself up with the Word of God, Church of the Living God. 80% of the things that you're doing in the modern day church today, they are not found in the scriptures. They are wrong. They were picked up from other cultures, from other nations, and their holidays and their holy days and their ways of worship was forced on the church. Now it's time for you to break away from that. Time for you to line your church up with the Word of God. Yes, that's the only thing you can do, is go back in your Word. Line your church up with the Word of God. And the first time we saw the church forming was in the book of Acts. You go back in the book of Acts and line your church up with the Word of God. Go back in the Old Testament and line your church up with the Word of God. You know, there's in the eyes of God, there's no New Testament, Old Testament. It's the Word of God. The Word of God from beginning to the end. All right? So get that out your mind. That's the Old Testament and this the New Testament. No, it's the Word of God. And what you need to do is line yourself up with the commandments of God. Line yourself up with the commandments of God that you may be acceptable in his sight. And we didn't say line up with the laws of man, although it's prudent upon you to obey the laws and the wills of man, but also you don't do that when it conflicts with the Word of God. And what we're seeing today, we're seeing people that want to walk in their way instead of walking in the ways of God. So you need to separate yourself from the world. Come ye out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And when I'm preaching and teaching the Word of God, I try not to go over 30 minutes because that's just too long. But in order not to mess up the radio timing, we're gonna go into some other areas and talk about some other things. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Okay, we're dealing with some real-life issues in America today, all right? There are many new groups that are coming out. Call them denominations that are being born every day. And people ask me all the time, you know, what about, who is right? Who is telling the truth? You know, what is really going on? And we have to realize that Everything that the Bible prophesied is coming to pass right before our eyes. That Jesus said that in the last days, there shall be many false prophets. There are going to be new doctrines and new teachings, and people are going to fall away from the church. I remember when we went to the church, we wore our best. We wore the best clothes that we had. We dressed up from head to toe. Because the thing was to think that if we're going before God, we wanted to go before God in our best. If you got a message tomorrow, invitation from God saying that God is going to come to your house tomorrow, how would you dress? How would you dress to meet God? How would you? What would you put on? Okay. Now we got this thing about naming and claiming and, you know, come as you are. Okay, yeah, come as you are. Come as you are. We're not rejecting or turning nobody down, meaning come as you are in your heart. That doesn't necessarily mean come as you are as you dress. What if everybody just come up in the church bucket neck when you know you could put something on? Okay, let's deal with common sense. Let's deal with common sense, you know. God is not interested in saving your clothes. God is interested in saving souls. So yeah, we understand that once you come into the knowledge of Christ, you might still be in the booty shorts, you still might be in this and that. But after you come to Christ, that may be a change in the way you dress. There may be a change in the way you present yourself. There again, you know, God's not interested in saving clothes. What you got on is not, you know, is not going to affect your relationship with God one way or the other. All right. So this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, and we're coming to you live once again, and we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. So we need to stop playing games. We need to stop playing we need to stop playing church and line ourselves up with the Word of God, so that we could get right with God. You know, in the Word of God, Jesus told them, he said, in the last days, there are going to be many people that are going to say, Lord, you know, didn't we prophesy in your name? And they're going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't we preach and teach? Didn't we build these churches in your name? And the Lord is going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I never even knew you. So how many people are out here pastoring churches? How many people are out here building churches and you're misleading the children of the Most High God? All right? I'm begging you to get back in your word. Get back in the Word of God. Line your church up with the Word of God. Right now, judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if judgment begins at the house of God, you know, and we barely make it through, where would the ungodly and the unsaved be found? All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And yet, once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right, I gave a shout-out to my producer, Minister Jonathan Simmons, and right now he's doing his day job. He's covering the Super Bowl right now, and we want to send our prayers out there to him. And I'm going to ask you with me for the economics of this ministry as we're getting ready to host the Love Festival, and our goal is to host the Love Festival in 13 cities across the country to stop the violence, to stop this massive killing of each other, to stop domestic violence, to stop all the forms of violence that we are faced with every day. It's time for us to come together. So, yes, of course, we're going to need financial blessings. So I'm going to ask you, those of you that are hearing this broadcast, to contact me, to join the team. You can contact me, and my phone number is everywhere, 404-839-6511, and send the message and we'll get you lined up so that you can give donations so that we can raise the funds that we need to carry on the Love Festival event. And we need to come together as a nation of people. We need to come together not only as being Black America, but we need to come together also as America. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yes, once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth and blessing.